So, Don, what would you consider to be some of your notable failures, and what have they taught you?
Yeah, well, I've been divorced a couple of times. Those have been the failures of my life, no doubt about it. And they taught me that I can't succeed at everything, that I can't fix everything, that I can't handle everything, that there's some things that I should not walk into because I think I'm invulnerable or that I am a savior, or that is not what this is about. It also taught me that everybody is their own person, and you can't go into someone's life and make it be your life. It's going to be your lives together. And no matter how great you think you are or how hard you work, or it is life together. And you better be ready for that. And so it's also taught me that I can be a pretty imperfect guy, and I'm still redeemable, and I'm still accepted. And up until those experiences, I was getting a lot of comfort from being just a pretty good, darn good guy. You know, you grow up in a Pentecostal family, you live up to the standards of that. That's pretty tough to do. You can be, you know, morally living better than a lot of people. Pretty good guy. And I took a lot of comfort in that without really realizing it. It got all confused with true virtue for me. And so to get to a point where I had two grand failures, as grand as human failures can be. This is about family, about the basic building block of a society, and certainly religion, and certainly a Pentecostal religion would be obsessed with that. So, and I failed the biggest test. And so that really humbled me, and has made me much more accepting of human failure, of my own failure, and understanding that there is hope for people, and that people can fail in one area of their lives and still make great contributions in life. And people deserve a second chance. That's given my life a lot of grace, and I'm grateful for that.